Camel 2 training session number 6. This is the last and final lesson. Very, very short. You're going to go out after you have reported from last week. You're going to go out and ask a Muslim this question. Does your imam say that Muhammad is in the Injil? Now, many of them think that he's in Deuteronomy. Some have told me that he is in Song of Solomon. I'm going to bypass those if the Muslim will allow you to. Also, I wanted you to know that this, out of the 6 lessons, you have been doing all the speaking in sessions 1 through 5. This one, we're going to let the Muslim talk directly to Jesus. And you'll see how that works. So they're going to say, most likely they're going to say, yes, our imam does say that Muhammad is in the Injil. So you'll respond, whoa, this is important. Can we look at it together? And you're going to open up, because you'll tell them, yes, I've heard this before, and I know exactly where in the Injil they're referring to. So you're going to open up to John chapter 14. And of course, anywhere in John 14, 15, and 16, where it talks about the counselor, they believe that is Muhammad. Probably you're out on the street when you're sharing this, and you won't make it to 15 and 16, probably won't even make it all the way through 14. But if on your mobile phone, on your smartphone, which I gave you in session 6, you can have it on there. I gave you chapter 14 of the Bible, and you can begin reading that together. Make it interactive if you can. They read one verse, you read one verse. Don't let them read it quietly, or you don't read it out loud, all of it. Try to get them to read it and do it together with them. What they will see is they are going to hear that Jesus, right off the bat in chapter 14 of John, is saying, I'm going to go and prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you. And then by verse 6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And if they'll just keep going, reading and reading, and then he'll say, okay. And they won't be convinced, probably, that that is the Holy Spirit. And then you'll say, hey, we've got to go to this other book. It's very short right here. We're going to go to the next book called Acts. And we're going to look in the first part of Acts and see if he will allow you, or she will allow you, to go through Acts 1 and 2 together and say, let's see if the Spirit, if it is the Spirit that was talked about earlier, let's see if it came. And what's going to happen here is they're now going to hear from Peter, and he is going to deliver them a sermon. The gospel is, they're going to hear the gospel when they look at these two chapters here. And they'll also see that the Spirit did come. Before you part ways, say to them in a very kind way, just say, hey, man, I care about you. And I want you to know that there is a verse in the Injil that says, if you blaspheme, which blaspheme means you take something that is holy or divine and you make it less. If you blaspheme against God, you will, this verse says, if you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, you will never be forgiven of that sin. So I want to warn you about that. Be mindful of it. That's the end of the Camel 2 training.